So yesterday we discussed a little bit the halachas in terms of grapefruit, grape juice ices. So you said shalas, do you say something which is in the shtana? I mean, you say that pshat is that it's not a mashk anymore, being that you made it into oichel, you change its form, you change its surah, now it has a din of oichel, or it retains its bracha. So sort of shev living chelik tes, I think lamitas. He goes more misvara that he says in shtana, something right from rupi, that's something which is in shtana, and therefore loses the bracha. The svara to say that there's also the shuv has a barichas shai shuv shrager meir gemo lamed beis is who was it again? Whatever. Here's a lot of shuvas. Here's like a shuvas, ancient shuvas. Here's a barichas gadol on the Indian bring rice, mishnayis, tyrus back and forth. Whether you free something turns to ichol, whether it goes back, and you know his maskana is much more noita to say that loses the bracha. Now the reason why I say there's a gimel lamed beis and then there's a chilah chesed that I've written down, but has a barichas gadol about the Indian. Chilah chesed is answering back, say for tarisa bracha, makar bracha, want to say that it's agafa, and he was answering back all the rayas. And Tyrus. The svara to say is different than the rupi is that the Mechisisa in his tshuva discusses what is that because the rupi brings down different mishainim, kasek doyle, berke yosef. His pshat is you put something to make it that can't ferment, or it's something which you like you made into paste, like you made into you made it frozen. So it's basic, you're discussing with kapi grape juice, you need both or one. Is enough just the fact to make it frozen, or it's enough that make it they can't ferment. Mechisisa in his tshuva is more than that you need both, that's why he's weak on the that's why over there when he's talking about the grape juice, his make oak is more like to say that you need both. But if you need both over here, so then grape juice doesn't have that. Grape juice is something, grape juice ices, whatever, if something which especially if it is right to ferment, and you just made it frozen. So if you can hold you need both reasons, you understand the bracha, that's spending rupee, then in economic grape juice ices to keep his bracha. If you only need one reason, then maybe you could say that it loses his bracha. The Shevet HaKasim would say a different chalik, that yesh the chalik between the rupi, which was never chal in a shem yayin, and that's originally the way it was made, or this, which is once a shem yayin, now you're handling whether it's nishtana or not. Someone told Shemazam was zar by a grape juice. Therefore, being that it was once a shem yayin, therefore you want to say that it keeps the shem yayin, and therefore you want to say that you would make a boy priya gafen. And l'maisa, the Pirma Gadim, is Masupik, right? Brought down Prima Gadim is Masupik, is the Gafna rates. That's the suffix of the Prima Gadim. It sounds like it didn't have a tzad, shahakal, when it's frozen. There are a whole bunch of svarim which bring down, which say a psak without giving much of a nimuk. There's in Mesiris Moshe from Moshe Feinstein. I think it's Chalak Peshkov Yod. He says an interesting svar. He does mention a little bit of nimuk. He says, even if you say frozen is not eichel, but the way you eat it is, you lick it and it turns into mashka now. So if it turns it back into mashka, you say, Mistamas by Pira Gafen. So this is Eichel, you lick it, it turns back into mashka. So therefore, even if you want to say it isn't Shtana, but it might say it should go back into mashka, and therefore it should be a, it should go back to by Pira Gafen. What do you say?
It's like remaking potatoes.
It's a little bit different over here, because over here he's saying it went for Ois Meichel. I'm not sure the same thing. This is Shem Free. This is Eichel Mashka. This is Eichel Mashka. I'm not sure. This is Eichel Mashka. This is, you have a grape. It's eights. Make it into wine, it comes yayin. Now you make it back into fruit, now it's back into yayin. So I don't think it's the same. It's not the same get there. Yeah, there's more of a side to say if you make it back. Why can't back into wine? Why not? Like Lamalo. Yeah, I would say it's like that. What do you say from Rabbi Feinstein. Sometimes much as that it turns into, when you lick it, it turns into liquid, therefore it goes back into agafen. Which is interesting svar, because right now it's a Michael. Because in your mouth it turns into liquid, you know, that would be an interesting svar. He's exorbitant in Nun Bezi Zion, Taste of Lettuce, Namazan Kipshute, that it should be agafen. He has his Eichel, is in Amashka, Namazan more, it's considered. It's a mashka. And Sifat Liula Yibo, but Shemesh Mazalman goes that it's a gafen. It's a balaganish to go. We do have the Prima Gadim, right? We seem to say if it's frozen. Is it a gafen or is it eight? That seems to say. So.
Why
are eight? Rupi? What do you say? Rupi Bishakal.
Why would it be eight?
He's learning that still, for some reason. Huh? It lost the same mashka, but it's still fruit. That's just going. Now you have no words like Mitzvah is talking about. I don't know, what's, but yeah, you have no 1,000% words Mitzvah is talking about. But you know, we do have that prima gons to say that's not a shtana. We have this Rabbi Shimon Musa Feinstein. They say Rabbi Shimon Zalman. I think the staver. You know, once we have the prima gadim, it's taver that you should stick to its bracha and keep it agafen. They stutzel the mitzvah. For the avid, if you make agafen on some which is eitz, mishabur and reish ayin, reish chesef, katan ayin, bidan machlekes, yaitz and na yaitz is a brachas alkal. So, you know, any abid yavid mistam is okay. Therefore, they want to say as a svara. We spoke yesterday about green tomatoes in terms of what bracha makes green tomatoes. Why? Because maybe it's for some mitzvahs. We said from the early tzion, which says that maybe it's around some isis, therefore it doesn't get its bracha. So Shem Zalman said that really it is in some isis. So if it's that tomato which is made miyuchet for that, and that's what it's made to be, so it could be if it's a special zan, so it could be that's its shame pri shabbai, and therefore that'll be smar pri. I think the Mitzias is a lot of them, the green tomatoes are planted for that. So even if you don't want to search Shlomo Zalman's Svar, which he says that Betzim is right, nevertheless it takes time and off the tree, there's another story, you have to know if it's a Zan Miuchrekach, then Enoch Nami, that's something which the Chayr would get its bracha. Yeah, we were discussing yesterday that by garinim or that is a kal nachas chadarga, that if eitz turns into adama. Somebody asked me, how do you know adama turns into shakal? Maybe the verb by shem and garinim, the chat is, it's tafel to the pri, therefore it's not the pri, therefore you make adama on it. Because tafel to the pri, doesn't have to use a pri, it's verb by adama. But to go for verb by adama to shakal, when it's garinim, when we had yesterday, the pumpkin seeds, the watermelon seeds, right? So watermelon seeds, if you buy the ones in the house, eat them, it's going to be shahakal, because nachas chadarga. Shahaz, where do we get this nachas chadarga from? Maybe, always on the sugya is more garinim, shahaz goes from the eighth adam, but shahaz, it's not the ikapri, therefore, it goes from the ground. But to make a shahakal, where do we find such a concept? So the Adam Nun Bezi Zayin is really the place where he says it very clearly. He says that, he says by these things, if it's something which is not the ikar, and he says the eitz would turn into adama, and he says adama would turn into a shahakal.
Is the first one to
leave? That we know. What? Copy this thing, yeah. He's like, copy this thing. Yeah, we discussed this, the lemons, in terms of what bracha you make on lemons. So the question is, when they get lemons, I guess what will be the darker way a person eats it? How does a person eat lemons? So, let's see, anyone wants to say there are three types of lemons based on the Kaf HaChaim. There's sweet lemons, make eitz, bitter, make a shakal, and some of which are just not edible, you want to make a bracha at all. Now, I think the Mitzias is, but Sfarim eat lemons? Is that like, it's a very common thing to do? Ashkenazim eat lemons? Well? Right, I don't think Ashkenazim. What? I said, you buy a lemon and they eat it? Okay, that's what I'm doing. So if it's something which is sweet, would be an eighth, and they said the bitter ones would be, it's not really so rachel. What are the lemons they sell in the store? What are they? They're sweet.
There is sweet lemons, and even the sour ones they eat. They would eat lemon, even a sour.
They eat it regular?
Like an apple?
Plain? Like it's like it tastes like a grapefruit? Like it's just bitter?
No.
Wait. So then people are eating them, okay. But you don't eat them. You want to tell people eat them, but? And I'm saying they're made to juice and made to eat. Every time people eat them in a lami, if it's, then it's right, then okay, then it's most are not made into, what?
Is it butter, right?
So I don't know. If you say like, no one eats it, so then that's not the way the ikar tachas of the fruits. The ikar tachas of the fruits, you're standing to drink, then echnami, then maybe be shakal. But if people... Sorry. They buy to squeeze them? That's what's going on? Stay there. Huh? What? There definitely is a good case for that. The question is if we go with the Shtiyah Svara. I'll come back to that. Fine. Okay, let's move on to Siv Zayin. So Siv Zayin is the discussion of Medigaya Trima. So Trima is brother White Base says Trima is still been Messiah Kaimi, and even though Sushtana, the Gemara says it keeps the bracha. So we saw the Shmuel of the between the Rambam and Rashi. Rashi is the Rambam learns even is totally smashed. Trima is keeps his bracha. Mashiach and Rashi learns a little bit smashed. If it's totally smashed, it loses bracha. The Taz says that no, that's what Shmuel learns. Others learn that's not really Machlekes Rambam Rashi. And then even if he totally smashed it, he eats. That's how the Taz went. And Mechaber says it's Tamar Chumi. Take out the Isa. It keeps eats. Fiza Hudin Belutran, that's Fodila, you make Reper 8s, which is, that's something which is like totally smashed. Yeshem, you say Sheshakal, because there's a whole new Bikuach where the Ramos arguing. He's arguing on one case, both cases, with Machaber holds. Lachalamais Machaber says the Mishruz is like this, the Lachalamais is asking Machaber, if it's a Moshan Kayam, it doesn't lose his bracha. Only if it's Ovid Katsurusa, Linukar Klal, or Namukhaligamri, then you go ahead and make a shackle, because that works with the Evid. That's only something which you don't have a problem with Bracha Achreina. If you have a problem with the Bracha Achreina, so the Bracha Achreina in Eitzah, you have things to choose to because Bracha Fush is not going to make him a Gimel, like Bracha Fushes. So therefore, he has an issue. So therefore, he says that you should maybe eat something both and Monshech Epatrid. So if no Eitzah, says you can make a main Shalosh, because Mashma Ramah, the Iker Din is, it's Eitz. In other words, Bikaron, the Mishmur is saying the Iker, Tavil Chazor Shakal, but Eitz Yoitzah. In other words, the Mishmur is saying, Be'etzim, the Iker Pesach is Eitz. Nervas, since we're Manashach Yoitzah, we go ahead and make a Shakal. But beside the Iker Pesach would be the Iker Pesach is going to be that you make a Eitz. Yeah, what do you do if you have a suffix, if it's nicker or not, what do you do? So, seems to be like the, you know, the mother says, if it's not sure what you do, you should make a shackle, because that mamona shechi yitza. Even though, but the evi make a yitza, but shackle is more like more bracha kali, and therefore he's more recommending you just go and make a shackle. Now, in terms of what exactly they get there, it's, you know, terminology is nishtana legami namuchu, nishtana tsurose, and nika klal. The exact get is not a 1,000% clear. That's why the lot of foods, which are debatable and up to a discussion of Machlokes, but we'll try to just speak out the shittas, what seems to be clear and what's considered more of a suffix. In terms of what's called nicker, Narkos Rabbeinu Chelek Aleph page Peivav, he says, what he do is, you ask a tinik lechachem leitipish, what is this food? If he's able to figure out what the food is, that's called snicker. If it's not able to figure out what the food is, then it's not called nicker. That's the get that Narkos Rabbeinu brings down. Our Chashoch and Jerisha, they seem to go together that if it's Eicha, which you change into a Mashka, so that's called Nishtana Lagamri. If it's something which is not changed into a Mashka, then maybe that's something, if it's not, then you can change the liquid form. Maybe that's not considered so much Nishtana. Hashem Zalman has Chuvis in the back of Sefer Tain Bracha. His whole gang seems to be like, is a nicker and not nicker. He doesn't care so much about pieces. He cares more as nicker and not nicker. He says, for example, for those baby kids, strawberry, smashed strawberries. You blend them. He says, every single person who looks at it could figure out this is a strawberry. Therefore, he wants to say we keep his bracha. And his whole gang seems to be, is a nicker? Like, can you tell what it is? Even though it's in Shtana. And it seems to me that's how, it seems to how, what is the guy? It gives you to, look. I think together is along the lines like this. If something is totally nishtana from what it was a solid and it turned into a liquid. Or something which is not nicker, you change its tsura. It was a fruit, now it's totally a liquid. Or you can't tell by its texture the way it looks anymore. It was something which went through a process, which totally changed, so then it lost its change pre, and you can make a shahakal. If the food still is either in a similar form, or similar texture, or and the way it looks, and it wasn't a shinui legamri, so then the lach is, then it would not lose its bracha. So let's go through some clay. What do you say? I'm mamish tinek. I know what that means. What type of tinek was it? Can know what's it based on?
Or he doesn't recognize his clothes because he knows it's
What do you say? Let's go through some cases, and in terms of things which keep his bracha, when mechabes a tamar mu'ah, you machmen biyad, you smash with the hand. So it's basically things you smash with your hand now with a machine. For example, you take apples, bananas, avocados, potatoes, sechatzilim, all these things, you smash it, you make it into like a mush, or smash bananas, all those things that will keep its bracha. Even though maybe it was a whole one piece, and now it's like mushy and soft, and but it's not in the shtan and legamri, it's just, and therefore, kishri, that's something which will keep its bracha. We'll go things with the opposite extreme, which is everyone agrees loses his bracha. He makes something into fruit leather, it's total shinoi. He makes something into jelly, that's considered a total shinoi. And that would be considered that loses his bracha. There are some things which the place can say depends really how it looks, how fine you do it. You make applesauce. So the place can say if there are pieces in it, they want to say it still stays A. So what's the svar if there are pieces in it? So you're eating a chelek of something still apple. It still has a tsura of an apple. And therefore, you make an eitz on that. And once you make an eitz on that, the whole thing is like a chilek of that. And therefore, if it has pieces, you would make a eitz. One second. But corn, another case which you said, like, it's totally in how well you blend it. They say, or what you do with it, cornflakes. So they say, it also depends how you make it. If you take it and you make it, some cornflakes are just like, they totally reconstitute it, and it's going to be shackle. They totally smash it up, make it a flour, and redo it. Like the Israeli type is going to be shackle. If the gather is that they don't totally do that, then over there it's going to be a adama. Okay, a couple of cases which... Oh, one more cloud I forgot to mention. Trumadashin, based on Trumadashin, is something which is darkai to do it like this, maybe roi ver darkai. And that's how you use the ikar fruit, so therefore the fruit will not lose its bracha. But the fact that you make it like that, because that's the daka, that's the tzua, how a person goes ahead and does it. So a couple of cases which are debatable. Let's go falafel balls. So falafel balls, if you put it in the mezainis for time, it's going to be mezainis. But let's say you don't do it. So now I think it was Letzian, he writes that falafel balls are something which that'll be adama. Saying, it's not understanding in the Gamri, there's still some pieces, and I'll be Adama. Other Sarim say, no, that's called a total Shino, you made it to hold of a Michael, and they, Dekha is very, very ground, and it's, you know, the total Shini Tzura, and therefore you make a shackle on it. Because I don't think it's a total Shtana and understand.
There's different ways of making it.
What?
You can make it with a powder.
Okay, that's more Mustafa Shackle. Fine. Let's say if they just. What? But the pieces are still nicker that's coming from chickpeas? See, there's also another svar to play around with. Ernest Krellis is very misyachis to this. When you go make something, it's a whole different type of food. It's like a whole different type of, you know, it was a chickpea, and now it's something like it's a falafel ball. Like you change the whole shini metzias. Now it's something else. Legamri, that's also a svara to play around with. Like he's very misyachis to that. Like a panam chadash is going on. What were we trying to figure out? It was a pri, there's a kibishane pri. He said, okay, if it still looks like a pri, has a texture of a pri, has pieces of a pri, But how much you grind it up, is a nicker, it's a pre, does it still have a shame pre, but I'm saying the average person would see hummus, would see, like, understand, like, a falafel ball comes from, like, the hummus, they would, like, what?
No. I didn't know that.
I never knew that until, like, just recently.
Yeah. Stomach shackle. Okay, potato kugel. Next case. Potato kugel. So the place is like this. If it's pieces, definitely had dama. If it's totally shredded, potato kugel, that's a shiloh. If it's pieces and adama, if it's totally shredded and you make it like ois legami, then that's where it gets debatable. Do you say that you totally ground it up and therefore now you make it into like a kugel, you can make it into shahakal? But fried, like Rav Nissim says, like Onu Michael, it's like a potato kugel, and or you go with the svar that it's nicker, and being that it's nicker, that it came from a potato, therefore maybe it should keep its bracha. There's another svar where Moshe plays around with. He says that being very, that we said before, something which is darkly to do that, maybe that's a normal way, and therefore it doesn't lose its bracha. So Rav Moshe wants to say that potato kugel, it's darkly take potatoes and make it into potato kugel. It's a normal thing to do. So being that's a normal thing to do, so therefore, maybe you shouldn't lose the bracha. Which really gets into the challenge. Choose the dasha. Do you need darkei bekach or rave? Now, that was what the Shemitah says, that it doesn't lose the bracha. If you go darkei, saying very shtak asfar, it's a normal thing to do. So why does it lose the bracha? Some say darkei is not enough, and you're going to go ahead and need rave. What? What do you say? Fafel. Right. You know, could be have a story. You have a story. Maybe have a story. Daka Bekach over there also. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Rive Daka Klas Nais and Priyai Devisa Kavchim Vrach Priyai Rechem and Bayadam Bayadama." This is Rive Daka Klas. Rive Daka Klas Paris. It says Rive Daka the Rive Daka Klas Paris. Rive that, you know, that's the normal way of going ahead and doing it. I mean, definitely more glatt in the sugya would be on potato kugel, totally shredded shakal, not totally shredded should be adama. You know, that definitely is more glatt. Shevet Levi seems to say that he is not really totally shredded. I'm not telling so much on the seas. It's a lot of times they're pieces, it's nicker, but I'm still going to tell you how you make it. Most potato kugels are totally blended, or are they made?
Some.
Well? What's the difference? Yeah, in case it's more glatt, you know, some of that would be. Now, Benegeya, the potatoes, which you like totally like smash it up and then they reconstitute and they make it come back and they add water to it. So, definitely the pashtus that Dava should be is that should be shakal. You made it totally ice. You made it totally ice and it comes and it's totally not whatever. And therefore, it should be shahakol. They bring down a tzar from Moshe, Shemazam, and the Elamaisa. Since it looks like a potato, therefore it comes back. Well, what are they trying to say? The tzar? They're saying the whole tzar is like, is nicker not nicker? Now it's nicker, so therefore it should retain its bracha. Definitely, tzar is very hard to hear that, especially as the Shavam Bachatur said. Definitely says that. We have a pri over here. I take the pri. I'm the shtah. I'm the straska of the gamri. Now it's not a fruit anymore. I lost its tire lechem. I lost its tire fruit. The fact that now it looks back into fruit is definitely. That's what I'm saying. Kipshutai, it's, you know, it's a very big chiddush. They're trying to say svar is a betzam. It's a fruit. Elamai, you change the tzura, so you can't make the bracha. It always is a fruit. Elamai, you blend it, it changes bracha. If you put it back, reconstitute it, gives its bracha. But the more part of it is to say that once your nesrasik of the gamri, it loses its shame bracha, and therefore when you redo it, it would be shahaka. So I don't know, stuff in yeshiva, what do they make out of the potatoes? Probably it looks very watery, right?
Probably reconstituted.
Probably reconstituted, yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah. There's certain things which are. Certain things the place say are things which are in the Shtana Lagambi. They say, like, soy products. They say that things are totally in the Shtana. Chocolate, there's a whole discussion why chocolate doesn't stay eights. You know. What? That time of svar, like Reminiscent Corella, this is the really rare. It's a cocoa bean with they just make a little whatever. Like Reminiscent Corella svar, you make a, like when you make a total shini and that's a mitzias, you put in chocolate, you put in this and that, you make it into a chocolate bar, we look at it as a mitzias, and I have a little bar of bidiyak. Okay, fine. I'm going to get a suga of dvash mitmarim. I'm running out of time. Dvash is how you make a bracha shakal. So, there's the Rashi and the Rosh. Nachli Razman Rash, what's in between? Maida Soka Kasoka and Mashinkain Schita, we say Zeyab Almi. So we had one Malach, there's a chlokin with you. Mavashalit, we're squeezing it Zeyab Almi, Mashinkain Mavashal. The Lach is going to be that it gets the time of the pre, gives his bracha, Mashinkain squeezing, loses his bracha. The Rajma says, Tali Darkei / Rave, I'm Ralachai and Echrenim, but if something which is Darkei Rave gives his bracha, something which is not Darkei, it loses his bracha. Do the Raz and Rush argue or not? Nechaku, the I mean, there's another, there's two more shittas. Okay, it's good, but we have time. The do Rashi and Rosh. I can actually see says Machlokes Rashi and Rosh. That says, and according to the Rosh, unless it's Bishul, it'll never be shackle, it'll never be eights. Therefore, Shatzi and Paskins, you're always going to make on all the drinks, you're going to make shackle because it's not Mavushal, and therefore, you're always going to make shackle on it. Chazan Shalan said that no, that even the Rosh agrees if it's darker Bekach, it's come out of Fisher Mishadeshan. And if it was darker, it should turn into eights. And therefore, the chazanish is mach when orange juice should be eights. He says, Kav Shmit is not probably mafsid it. He says, if I put the whole prian. Lemais, there is some eights that the chazanish live dafk himself made by pre eights in it. Some say it was machalic, maybe whether depending whether put the whole fruit in or just squeeze out the oranges. And the house ones, you just squeeze out the orange, like that. There's more note to that, bishakel. But the type of they do, like in the stores, they just squeeze the whole thing, and the whole thing, I guess, pulverized. That is a little more to make eight. So, nice, I'm going to go ilum on all the drinks, is going more like the shatzian, and they go ahead and make shakel on it. So, if you, days was a sigah, and Reisha Aleph was a sigah of things which are good. Negate Paris, something which are eaten raw, make eights. If you only eat a cook when it's raw, it wouldn't be a tzikah bracha. And when you cook it, it'll turn into eights. Something which is, therefore, a good arm. Daki do both? Eights. Daki be cooked, if it's daki to be raw, it's just eights. And afterwards, when you cook it, you make a shakel. If a person needs to, if it's daki to be cooked, so when it's raw, you make a shakel. And when it's cooked, you make eights. You mentioned from the Chayodim, the Berlach, he says that even if it's good when it's raw, but it's not dark eights, and the body is going to go dark eights, and you go Vasa the Bishel. That was in Rishai, right? Tavkin derech lechem 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 chayin. Avin derech lechem 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 lechem. It's not derech lechem chayin, even though they're good lechem lechem chayin, you'd make a shach. It's just a medigea lechem 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 fruits, so which fruits are considered what? So some fruits which are done both would be, for example, apples, pears, plums, cucumbers. Those are things which are daket to eat raw and daket to do mevushal. You do it, cucumbers, we said kavach as in a mevushal, and therefore those are examples of things which are done both. Something like squash, celery, I think they say zucchini, right? I think those are things which people don't eat it raw. They only eat it when it's cooked. Nuts, right? All the nuts we got, they're all like roasted. But that kind of person does not eat it when it's going to be raw. Olives. What's mitzvahs with olives? The olives we got are cooked. The kavish, right? The kavish, the pickles, the olivas. So if a person wouldn't eat it, then Ramesh says carrots. Bizman is that something which is dark? People do both. Yeah, and I'm going to get onions. So, Shmuel makes all sorts of chalukim about onions. This type of onion, that type of onion makes a lot of chalukim. Lamaisa, I'm going to get onions. So, Ramesh writes in Shuvah that all onions, which let's say cooked, regular cooked onions or raw onions, the matter will be shakal. If you put if you fry it already, then maybe it will be a hadama. Now, what we have to discuss with the onions is the Mishabur and Reish, hey, brings down something that's only darkly to eat with pas. You don't eat it by itself. You never eat it by itself, so then it'll be shakal and ambivarus. You have to know, is it normal to eat raw onions? Is it normal to eat fried onions or not? You know, by themselves. I don't think it's so normal. Sometimes people take a little bit, but you don't, right? What? Okay, you're being very whatever today. I don't know what the right word is. Kapanim. So those onions, kipshutai. I don't know. Maybe shakal, but I think mistama. I think mistama make a shakal. When you get onion rings, so that about that's a food. So I think the rings would be the ikar. Mistama, the onion rings would be mizainis. One thing I forgot to mention. In the last segment, I gave peanut butter. That's something which is very not clear in terms of what bracha you make on peanut butter. Is that something which is nikkur pri or not nikkur pri? Some say it's not nikkur pri. So some say smoothie is not nikkur. If there are like little crunches, maybe crunchy, maybe it is nikkur. Others say that's a total Like it's all different Michael, it's all different Shina, it's all the whole different Tzura. And
added
after. Right? After, there's nothing to talk about.
That's all the ones that you buy. Right?
Yeah. Now, one time we mentioned was if you go from place to place, what's going to be the halacha? And again, it is raw. Is it telling the place where you made it? Is it telling the place where you are? So definitely it's something to import, and then it's not telling where they made it because they're importing it. So it's telling whatever Matthias is in that place where it's going to be. So the Pasha that David seems to be that it's telling where the place where you are, what the das of most people are, whether it's Eitan Ruah or not, Eitan Ruah, that would be considered the gather. Yeah, I forgot to mention Latkes. So Latkes also is a vikuach. What do you say by Latkes? We have to mention that. Do you say that Latkes is Adama Waikas Nicker? But most of those in Sfar, that's Darki Bekach. He's going dark in Arav. And Mr. Krause, otherwise, other hand says a shackle. Like he says, it's total Shinei. Now, when you make Latkes, how much do you. Yeah, no, if you owe the shredded, if you owe the shredded potato go shackles, the question is why Latkes would be some type of thing, right? Is it. Are they totally shredded? Are they shredded? A string is a string, then it'll be a dumb. Okay, then you know, then definitely it'll be nicker. Pringles also, we have to mention Pringles. So Pringles was shredded, and then they put it back together. So definitely, kipshut you say it should be shakal, right? It came always free and it should be shakal. They say that maybe Ramesh wrote that svar that up, and now it looks like a potato chip, so now it should be, now it should be adama. No, kipshut, I think that's a very mukhrishtik svar. I think that's a very big svar. I'd be more naita that wants to make shakal on it. Popcorn, we say, is nicker, therefore popcorn would keep its bracha. Fine. So if you give me, we saw egges gomer, which is a tumu dvash. So over there you make pre eights. Why? Because that's betzim a pre, and the dvash is just being mishabech the pre, therefore it keeps its bracha. So if that's what we saw about Penegeya, sugar makes shaka. We saw a discussion back and forth. The Bahag makes Adama, the Ram, and some should say eights. At the end of the day, we came out of the psak was, since we're going to be time suffering, we saw since that's come as a place in the Mishabura that even though it seems to be machlekas, even though the server didn't take any sugar. My 6 years old, because Savar Bracha seems in the middle of Goylam and the Psak Mishmur, a couple places, you sugar the pot or something that seems to be where, like, pretty stuck in the Rambam that you're going to make Shahakal. Well, another thing which came out of this sif is that you make a, on gum, you make a Bracha, because the mites, you're chewing it and you're even though you're not swallowing actual gum, but you want to swallow the taste, therefore you go ahead and make a Shahakal. So I'm going to get everybody Shay. What time is it? Are they here already or what time is it? 12:59. Just see if they want to sit outside. Just to get it quickly, we're going to get a look at the soups. So, soups, we saw like basically the 4 or 5 tanaim for a soup to keep its bracha. Like when we spoke last time, we have to magdur it again. We have soups, a couple things you have to handle. You have to handle ikar v'tafel. In other words, you have something which is in the soup, which is the ikar thing. So the ikar patar v'tafel. And then the second thing, what's the lacha of the juice of the peiris. And as b'dakam, we say the sugo juice of the peiris, somewhere we don't have the urakas inside. As you have a vegetable soup with vegetables inside, so the vegetables are the ikar, so you have to get involved in the rajma, the rush, and all the mishitas. That's going to be the ikar, and therefore that's going to make a bracha. You have a chicken soup also. The chicken's going to be the ikar, and if the chicken's there, so therefore it's going to be ikar, and therefore it's going to be shakal. You don't get involved in the whole sugo, the rajma, the rush, and things like that. You have a mushroom barley soup, so the mushroom is mazainis, I guess like a kol sheyesh bai. There's a lot of mushrooms, there's a lot of barley inside, so it's a chashur amount, so therefore that's going to be the ikar, and it's going to pat, and that's going to be the bracha. If it's only a little bit, Mishpura says, not so clear what to do with a little bit, he says maybe make both brachas. If you have a chicken soup, you have vegetables in it, so Mishpura says that's in the vegetables, be tafel to the Basar, and therefore it's going to be shackle. Unless the vegetables are also there, lamazin l'seiva. If it's also lamazin l'seiva, then you can make both brachas. Now, I don't think with Derek Klal, we have vegetables, so the vegetables are there, lamazin l'seiva so much. I think it's just more for time. It's not, I think lamazin l'seiva is more like, you know, you eat by the shamis. I mean, when I was a bach, I ate by the shamis. I think the mitzvahs in most times they were doing lamazin l'seiva, and therefore it would just be shackle. Now, where the sugi is more negative, the whole back and forth is mayan shabishan b'yakas. You have just a liquid of the soup as Mayi de Soka, what's going to be the halacha? So is a tali. So is a tali. And so like we saw four or five times in the Rishonim. We saw the Tanai of Darkei Bekach. That is something which is in order to Ma'aseh Silka. It wasn't in Ma'aseh Silka and Zeh Ba'almi. So we saw that the Chalik is has to be Darkei Bekach. If it's not Darkei Bekach, then it's not going to keep its bracha. We saw another Tanai that if it's something which you have to cook it, which was a Rashi, which was a Rashi, one of them said it has to be cooked for the liquid that you want. You know, you want the liquid of the juice, you want it to come out. The other one says you have to want the actual yarek. And if you don't want the actual yarek, then it would not get its bracha. The Mishpura of Kaftin Yud, the Avik Shakin Deilach Gam Gamas Rakas, the Bush Rakas, Hashem Seir Ramein Levad, then you only make a shackle. For example, tomato soup. When you make tomato soup, you want the vegetables or you just chuck out the tomato afterwards? What? What do you do? What?
Tomatoes.
What?
You
can't get it out. I'm saying people eat the tomatoes, eat it, whatever. It's a tzarech, it's a... You're going outside of it. Okay, fine. You have to know what... You want the, if you also want the... You have to also want the vegetables. And if you, and otherwise, Mishri says it's cutting the yod, then it would not keep its bracha from the Magen Avraham. In Yad Aleph, he says, Chuzam in Irakis, Levavis... And he writes, Lach Levavis, Lach Yishu Mayim Levad, Safik Vein Brach Muzin Chavai Sashak. What's a Safik? What's a Safik? He says, the Safik is that the Rambam and the Rash. That, in other words, you have to have... No one has to be dark of a kach in order to keep his bracha. It has to be that you want the liquid, and you also you want the liquid, and you also want the vegetables. Yeah, there's another Tanai in the vegetable soups keep his bracha. The Bilacha mentions that if you are morastic the vegetable, and the in Sefer Aleph, if you're morastic the vegetable, and the vegetable will lose its bracha, so it can't be better than the mayim which comes out of it can't be better than the actual. Pre, and if the pre gets totally smashed, then I got to wrap it up. Then you lose his bracha. Okay, so because Allah might get a soup, said Viter. If the vegetables are in there, you make a bracha on the vegetables. Mzainis, you make a bracha on the mzainis. If you just take out the liquid totally, so then kipshita, which will come out, is that if you cook the vegetables, you want it for the juice. You take out the vegetables and you ate the vegetables. Kipshita should come out, that then it'll be adama. If you don't have all this time, it's going to be shahako. Now, the Poskim, a lot of them like making shakal on soups. They want to say a couple of reasons why, maybe. Number one is, you have to roll the Tanayim. Number two is, there's always the Rosh Shita, which says the difference whether it's a Michael or a Mashka. Shatzin says it's not Choshes for it, but Kav Chaim is Choshes for it. You know, like throw it as in a Tziruf. Tanay number two also is that, could be, if you hold like the Rajwa, there could be need Rav, not just Darkai. So it's not rave to do one like that. So therefore, that's also another sort of make shakal. There's another sort of play around that they want to say they maybe need a tam chazak, and they're worried about that. The tam, the avodavar is bishul makes tam chazak. They're worried about it. And maybe it's not just a tam chazak, and therefore, they want to say if you have like potato soup, tomato soup, or things like that, that maybe it's not such a tam chazak. Kipshuta, that's a chiddush. Kipshuta, if you have a soup, you did it for the vegetables. You want the liquid. You taste it. You know, I would think is more mistaver that one should make adama in that case. One last case is onion soup. So shayla onion soup is a little interesting because like we said before, what bracha are you making on onions? Shackle. So now you're making onion soup. So now what bracha are you going to make?
Adama.
Why make adama?
Because people eat the onions
on the onions. Huh? People eat the onions. What do you say? Onion, the reason why it was shackle is because it's not darkened by itself. So now... If it's fried and now you cook it, so now it's a time of the onion. It's time you go like this. So then. What?
What's that? You want the onions.
You want the soup, right? The thing came out. What? Why? Because now this is the normal way to eat it, and this is. All right. Stum, I think it's Adama. Stum is Adama. Anything else in soups?
By chicken soup, a person wants the vegetables. If
he's doing the muzzinless saiva, or is it just making the... Or just making it a little bit better. I mean, one thing we discussed so much, Iker Tuffel, is you have, if you put luxury in your soup, which has what bracha you make on it, there's a kalak kosh yesh boy that, you have mezunis inside, it comes the Iker. So if you have a lot of luxury, you say kosh yesh boy. there's a little bit, croutons. If it's a little bit, then it's like the matlavavis. Kipshutai, mamash a couple, you say mamash but there's a decent amount. Mishabura is more nighter that you're going to make two brachas. How much? We'll try to be magda when we do ikar tafel. We'll try to be magda that. What? Yeah, it's okay, fine, stop it.